Happiness for Closers, guys, with your host, Johnny Q. In this podcast, you're going to learn how to close your sales, prospecting new business, working with sales objections, getting higher commissions, and managing your sales time.
I'll show you how to kill it all the time, every time.
Coffee is for Closers is going to be the best sales podcast online. I'm super excited today in bringing in this new episode for you today. What we're going to speak about is getting all your no's and converting them into a high profit sale. We wanted to bring the most effective advanced methods to your arsenal on closing methods. After this episode, I believe me, you will never look at a no and be afraid ever again. Imagine getting all your prospects to agree with you on all your selling presentations. Even the most advanced and undertrained sales professionals can immediately turn your potential prospects into a high qualified profit margin sales. My name is Johnny Q, and this is my masterclass on selling at high profit with no's. I want to start this episode with something very important, and I need you to understand this. Every no is temporary. It's simply temporary at the moment. When the customer, prospect, or potential customer, somebody that's trying to deal with you, hits you with a no, understand, it's simply temporary. Johnny Q, coffee is for closers. Today, we're going to learn how we can take advantage of any no and get anyone to our agreeable terms. Imagine how any sales professional will automatically receive in any scenario where your prospect is disagreeing with you, and you'll be able to recover from your sale with admirable, agreeable terms. You can use this method to overcome any objection and get your potential prospect to persuade them in your favor. Any sales professional person can adapt to this persuasion method to advance difficult objections and persuade the prospect to accomplish no's and turn them into an agreeable and respectable yes. Getting others to act in your favor is simply clarifying and reasoning with the other person. We're going to teach you how to handle every no and turn them into a high profit opportunity. This is my masterclass, Selling at High Profits with No's. Why do prospects say no? Because they're programmed. Prospects are humans. Humans have a tendency to always adapt to habits from their upbringings. Depends where you were upbringing, you have been programmed from the get-go. See, humans stick to things that have been working for them all their lives. If you simply ponder at the idea where all of us have been programmed from the moment when we were born to this world, we were brought to this world with the no. Believe me when I tell you, we are all programmed. You are programmed right now to say no. Understand the psychology of this behavior. You will unlock the secret potential that all the master closers such as myself understand, realize, respect, and we work with this. You can turn a no into a yes all the fucking time. Just understand this simple concept. Don't believe me? Well, you're in for a shocker, believe me. Take the following two thoughts, okay? When you were just a toddler, discovering the world. No, don't touch that. Okay, you're gonna break that. Don't touch that. When you were a child, asking your mother to for permission to stay longer at your friend's house. Mom, can I stay longer at Timmy's house? No, it's a school night. Well, again, let's continue with this. when you were in middle school and you were going on out to your first student party or dance, remember? Remember, Johnny, say no to anything you've been offered on television. Remember those say no to drugs, no to tobacco campaigns giving you awareness of how to say no. It's okay to say no. Say no. Remember sex education, maybe? Say no to sex. Abstinence is cool. It's cool to say no. So all your life you've been programmed and brought up to say no. It's cool. That's you and everybody in this world. Now, since you've been programmed to say no, it's okay to say no. It's embedded in your DNA. Like I said, you've been programmed from the start. This is the reason your prostate gives you no, and it's easy because it's human nature for them to adapt to this mentality because it's familiar to them, okay? There's no effort in just saying no. You know, it's just simple. They just, no, I don't want to do that, no. This is the reason potential prospects fall back on the familiar of no. And to you, the sales professional accepts no as a final decision. And this is typically what's happening right now, that your prospect says no, and you just take it as a final decision. Every sales professional needs to understand that no, like I began in the beginning, are temporary. No's are temporary. No one in the world stays on no forever. Let's discover how we can take and make persuasion to act in our favor and turn that no into an agreeable, respectable yes. How to get your prospects to act. Now remember, we're going to persuade them to act. So how do you get them in the beginning to start doing that? So getting any prospect to do something different, a sales professional must set up the situation in which the prospect can act something for themselves. So they're gonna do something for themselves instead of them doing something for you. We need to have them persuade the human nature to act differently. And it's actually, this is the inner workings of how differently this masterclass is. We need to place the prospect in the state of being familiar, okay? By presenting valid reasons to act on the scenario that's in front of them. When you give valid reasoning to humans, they're more likely to act in your favor. So what's happening here, okay? What is different from you telling them? The human brain will fail, what I'm trying to say is the human brain will fall into the similar state and believe the reasonings for agreeing to act differently that they're used to, and they will have more likely to sustain that behavior. Familiar behavior will take control of the brain, agreeing with you with anything with what you are presenting to that customer. You can use it to persuade customers, prospects, children, your spouse, the cashier at the grocery, just about anybody. Use this and you'll be able to persuade anyone. So I need you to physically and psychological understand what's happening here. You're placing that human, they will go ahead and do anything if it seems familiar to them. So if you believe, if you can get them by asking questions, believe that they're familiar with that train of thought, they will agree with you on whatever you tell them. Now, what's happening is that we are changing the behavior of helping people summon the reasons for doing something different. I could just explain how quickly they change the human's mind by persuading the prospect in the sales professional's offering. So what you're going to offer them in front of them, you're going to persuade them by putting them in the state of familiarity that they already have been doing. And you will push them into thinking that they're doing something for themselves, not you telling them. That is the difference, okay? Now, let's see how we can go ahead and persuade them. Now, guys, again, before we continue, we do have a sponsor announcement, which is here. Now, executing the scenario. When you're ready to start executing the scenario with your potential prospects, you want to understand the difference in to aspirate and perturb. Okay, I know these are fancy words, however, I'm going to explain them. When you exasperate your potential prospects, you want the customer to do something that you want them to. That is to exasperate your prospect. By far, this is not what you want them to do. In fact, you will end up, in case you keep pushing this, you will end up making the prospects feel you're pushing them into a sale. That's where the emotions change. What you ought to probably be doing this right now is leaving with you with no hope of selling your prospect. What you ultimately want them to do is to pursue them, okay? You want to persuade them to act on what they should do and eventually will do. See the difference? This is the correct way to sell, to set up the persuasion in their mind. They will become more familiar with their own situations. I need you to understand at this moment the difference between both of them. One, you're trying to tell, you're telling them what you want them to do. And the second is you're persuading them to think on what they should do and what you're telling them, but you're going to persuade them that it was their idea to go ahead and do exactly what you're telling them, to act on the situation that you're presenting to them. That is the secret. When a human is set in his mind, in his mindset, that they are motivated and persuaded to make a change and eventually to do something differently, that is exactly where you're putting them. This is how your prospect will be motivated to change on their own. Using this strategy has been a very guarded secret on master sales closers. They understand that being perturbed will work more effectively with your prospects at all mind-making decisions, especially a decision when you are trying to sell them and they feel a little bit pressured. Then this releases all the pressure on them and makes it easier for them. When using this strategy, start with using questions that will help you be more perturbed. For example, some questions that I personally use are, what would you think if we did, let me tell you exactly how I use this, okay? What would you think if we went into, you know, upgrading your vehicle at this moment? And you shut up, listen. Another one that I'm going to give you. What would you think is the best way to achieve the new purchase or achieve the new state of mind, achieve the new house, achieve the new plane, achieve, you know, you get it, okay? So this is what I would do. I'm going to give them to you, then I'll tell you exactly how I use them, okay? Now, whenever I get a rebuttal or objection, I'm thinking we should go this way, Mr. Jones. Give me a strong argument for why we shouldn't do that, okay? And all of a sudden, they'll tell you, okay? They will tell you how to overcome that objection, rejection, or rebuttal, okay? So this is going back, okay? I'm going to tell you exactly how I do this, okay? What would you think if we upgraded your vehicle? And they'll tell you, well, you know what? They'll be pretty good, okay? Now, and then we'll go through, you know, price differences and everything, okay? What would you think is the best way to achieve this? How about if I could get you the correct budget and a good payment? Would you agree with that? Yes, you know? I'm making it as a question and telling them what they should be doing, okay? Now, let's say payments too high or, they're not sure. I'm thinking we should go this way, Mr. Jones, with this vehicle. Yes, it's a little bit more, but give me a strong argument for why we shouldn't do it that way. It's exactly what you need. It's what you came in here today with me, meeting with me today, and I believe it's the right way. Give me a strong argument that why we shouldn't go this route, and they will tell you exactly. When you begin to practice this exercise, you will find it that you will be asking the prospect or your potential prospect. This causes the prospect to move to an easier state of mind and will be able to agree with you when you're asking, not telling. The prospect will start to create motivations to do something that they feel they are the ones coming up with it. Here is where master sales closers use their ears to close and not with their mouths. By this time, you have set up your customer into the point where you're about to close them. And this is going to be the easiest close in the world. As a matter of fact, you're going to make it seem that it's been as easy as that. But however, it's really hard to go ahead and practice. So practicing this closing method. No, however, I want you to go back and practice, revisit our episode and really understand the psychological, the setup and everything, and the close is going to be easier than what you think. Once you get over that hurdle, over that hill, then it's just coasting down. This is closing by motivation interviewing. Now that you have the prospect in the proper setup, we're going to close them up and close the sale, wrap it up, and it'll be yours. You'll be able to close every sale completely, especially at high profit sales. Especially when you set it up, they will pay whatever you set in front of them. Learn how to properly close and you'll become the most valuable employee in your company. To start the close, you'll be able to ask them to be motivated to close. You will use the 1 to 10 scale method to zero down on any objections that they might have. Sometimes, at this point, most of the time, there's no objections. Okay, you already smashed them, we already crushed them. There will be no objections, but I will teach you how to overcome them. Your two magical questions should be the following. Mr. Jones, from a scale 1 to 10, how ready are you to buy our product? If you get a 10, great, 87% of all your prospects at this point will easily close, okay? 87%. Most of them will close and you'll be like looking at yourself like really shocked. However, if you get an answer of 3, your next question should be like this. Mr. Jones, why didn't you pick a lower number like a 2? At this point, the prospect will give you the way to close them right here, right there, and fix it and close it. That's as simple as that. It's an injection. That's all they're doing, okay? By this time, your prospecting should have told you that they're ready to close, okay? But Johnny, how about they say 0? You will ask them, how can we get you into a 1? Same thing, the prospect will tell you how to close them. If they have any objections, solve it and move the fuck on, okay? It's as easy as that. I'll repeat that to you, okay? From a scale 1 to 10, how are you ready to buy? If you get a 10, great, because 87% of the people will buy immediately right there. However, if they're feeling something is, you know, there's a quick, something quick method, okay? You say, okay, why do you say 3? Why didn't you go with the lower number, like a 2? And they're going to tell you, well, you know, I really think that if, you know, you added a tint, I will go ahead and do that. Then, you know, if I were to do tinting your car, would that motivate you to buy? Can I earn your business today? Yes. Boom. You closed it, and let's move on. Now, remember, how about they say a zero? And they're just, maybe you said something that might offend them or anything. Okay, Mr. Jones, you're a zero. How can I get you into a one? And they start talking. Remember, great closers, master closers, close with their ears, not with their mouths. I always love to tell that to every sales professional. Master sales closers close with their ears, not with their mouths. They're listening for shit like this, listening for rebuttals, objections. They're gonna tell you. They fold out and they lay down and they tell you exactly what is the objection for you to close them. Okay, same thing here. The prospect will tell you how to close them. If they have an objection, solve it and move the fuck on. It's as easy as that, guys. You'll be surprised how fast the prospect looks at you with the option to close right away at especially, listen to this, at a high profit margin. Guys, this is as easy as that. I want you to practice it. And when you are practicing in real life, remember, lights, camera, action, practice it. So at this point, it just comes natural to you, okay? And it's gonna feel awkward at the first time, because when I learned this, I would be in trial and error, and sometimes I will fumble in front of the customer, which was okay. I would tell the customer, I would lie to them and tell them, hey, I'm new here. Okay, guys, I'm new here. However, if you just practice it, and once you're practicing in real life, and it's lights, camera, and action, it comes natural to you. At first, it's kind of like, well, I've never done this, okay? So it feels kind of awkward, but believe me, once you start practicing it, it's like normal, because they don't know what you're doing. They do not understand what you're doing, okay? It's just going to feel like normal. Okay, this guy's just, this is the way things are, you know? And once you go ahead and practice it and it comes out smoothly, you can thank me for all the high profit closes that you're going to be making. Remember, guys, coffee is for closers. I'm your host, Johnny Q. If you haven't had a chance, smash that subscribe button for me. Make sure you share it with some people. Show me some love on social media. Share it on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever. Follow me on TikTok, which is Coffee is for Closers, Johnny. Hit me some love. Send me a message that you're listening to. I will love to hear exactly what you guys got for me. God bless and kill it. Go out this weekend and kill it. God bless.